Have a look at these two impressive coffins. They come from Tana Turaja, the land of the Turaja, in the south of the island of Sulawesi. This large island is today part of Indonesia. The Turaja, and especially the Sadan Turaja, have long been famed for their elaborate ceremonies to commemorate their dead.
Until about 200 years ago, the Turaja buried their dead, or at least those from high-ranking families, in elaborately carved wooden coffins. Coffins in the form of houses were reserved exclusively for families of the highest rank. The carved ornamentation of these coffins is patterned after that of Turaja houses and rice barns, and is also found on many of the family's most treasured textiles. The dead from middle-class families were buried in coffins shaped like water buffalo, the most revered sacrificial animal of the Turaja.
The coffins were deposited under overhanging cliffs in villages of the dead, where they would in time decompose. Remnants of these so-called villages can still be seen in Tana Turaja today. After intruders from the coastal regions began plundering the grave sites to steal the burial goods, the Turaja switched to building family tombs vaults in steep cliff faces. Today, some families bury their dead in caves or even in the ground. And among very rich families, gigantic concrete mausoleums are becoming increasingly popular.